From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. UN Human Rights Commissioner Zayd Raad al-Hussein says he is appalled by the apparent collapse of a ceasefire agreement in Aleppo. It was hoped that the agreement would have allowed civilians to evacuate the city, but heavy fighting resumed there on Wednesday. Zayd said the resumption of bombing by the Syrian government forces and their allies on an area packed with civilians is almost certainly a violation of international law and most likely constitutes a war crime. Russia blamed the rebels for breaking the truce, saying they attacked Syrian government positions. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, though, said it was government forces who attacked first. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte says he personally killed suspected drug traffickers during his two-decade tenure as mayor of the city of Davao. Duterte made his admission Monday during a speech before a group of businessmen, boasting that he would ride around the city on his motorcycle looking for a confrontation so he could kill. The president said he would kill drug suspects just to show police that, quoting now, "If I can do it, why can't you?" United Nations Chief Ban Ki-moon has condemned the takeover of Gambia's Electoral Commission by security forces, calling on them to vacate the building immediately. A statement Wednesday from the Secretary-General's spokesman also asked the Gambian military to take no further actions that would jeopardize a peaceful transfer of power in the West African country. President Yahya Jammeh initially conceded defeat to challenger Adama Barrow in the December 1st presidential election, but later retracted the concession. Tuesday, members of the ruling party asked the Supreme Court to void the election results. This is VOA News. U.S. central bank officials raised the key U.S. interest rate slightly Wednesday and said further increases will come at a gradual pace. The quarter percentage point increase is still low by historic standards. It is the first rate increase in a year. During the recession, the U.S. Federal Reserve slashed the rates nearly to zero to boost economic growth. Donald Trump is meeting with leaders of some Silicon Valley companies in what may be part introduction and part peace summit. Trump has had an acrimonious relationship with many of the nation's technology companies. At Trump Tower in New York City, the president-elect will meet with the chief executives of companies such as Apple, IBM, Microsoft, and Alphabet, Google's parent company. Four sources familiar with the meeting's planning describe it as an introductory session that may focus on shared priorities rather than disagreements. Four Democratic congressmen are calling for U.S. President-elect Donald Trump to divest any stake he holds in the Trump International Hotel in Washington before he takes office in January. They cite a clause in the lease that forbids any elected official from profiting from the hotel. In a letter sent to the General Services Administration, the government agency that owns the property and leases it to Trump, the four Democrats say Trump would violate the lease the minute he is sworn in on Inauguration Day and asked how the agency plans to address the apparent breach. The GSA denies the claims made by the Democrats in a statement released shortly after the letter was made public, saying it held no position on the matter. The Chinese military has apparently erected anti-aircraft and anti-missile systems on artificial islands it has built in the South China Sea. A U.S. research organization says the systems are a prelude to deploying combat aircraft in the disputed territory. Asia Maritime Transparency Initiative Director Gregory Poling tells VOA this is evidence that the commitment President Xi Jinping made to President Obama last year not to militarize the islands was at best premature. Online retailer Amazon has completed its first delivery by drone. The drone delivered an Amazon Fire TV streaming device and a bag of popcorn Wednesday to a user in the Cambridge area in the United Kingdom. Two-thirds of health facilities in Nigeria's Borno State, the center of the Boko Haram insurgency, have either been destroyed or ceased to function, according to a new report. The World Health Organization says at least 35% of the 743 medical facilities in the state are completely destroyed. It says of the surviving facilities, 31% are not functioning. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.